听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 2. Working in the company. 2. Vocabulary. Area code. Beeper. Call somebody up. Ring somebody up. Or give somebody a call. Or give somebody a ring. Card telephone. City code. Coin telephone.Payphone. Collect call. Connect with. Country code. Dial. DDD telephone. Domestic direct dialing telephone. Extension. Extension number. Hang on. Hold on. Hold the line. Just a minute. Just a moment. Hang up.Hospitality. International access code. Long distance call. Trunk call. Mobile. Mobile phone. Mouthpiece. Operator. Pager. Permission. Public telephone. Put somebody through to. Receiver. Telephone message.3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to 5 telephone calls and complete the chart below. Call 1.
Hello, Singapore Airlines. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Michael Jordan. I wish to inquire about the flights to New York from Hong Kong on Friday.
We have 2 flights to New York from Hong Kong on Friday.One morning flight and one night flight.
What time does the morning flight leave?
10:05 a.m.
How about the night flight?
9:15 p.m.
By the way, do you offer any discount for the night flight?
I'm afraid not.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Call 2.
May I speak to Mr. Lee, please?
We have 2 Mr. Lees here.Which Mr. Lee would you like to speak to?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Lee Long, export manager.
Okay, I'll put you through.
This is Lee Long speaking. Who's calling, please?
Mr. Jackson with Tokyo Trading Company Limited.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. It's so nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad, thank you.
Mr. Lee, I'm calling to make a complaint about the goods we ordered.
What seems to be the problem?
After we examined them carefully, we found some of them to be of inferior quality.
I'm very sorry about that. I'll look into it right away and give you a reply as soon as possible.
Call 3.
Good morning, Garden Hotel. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm ringing to cancel my reservation for July 2nd to 4th.
May I have your name, please?
My name is Joy Davies.
When did you book the room?
Last Monday.
May I know why you have to cancel the reservation?
Something unexpected has come up.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I hope my cancellation won't give you much inconvenience.
Call 4.
Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Sorry, he's not available at the moment.
When do you expect him back?
Not until tomorrow.
Could I leave a message?
Sure.
I'd like to know if Mr. Johnson could see me on Friday afternoon.
May I have your name and telephone number, please?
My name's Williams from AT&T, and the phone number is 453-6789.
I've got it.Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Call 5.
Hello, is Mary there?
Hold on, I'll get her for you.
Hello.
Is it Mary?
Yes. Who is this, please?
It's me, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Mary, I'm phoning to ask if you would like to have dinner with me tomorrow evening.
I'm afraid I can't make it. I have a prior engagement.Could we make it some other time?
How about Friday evening?
Friday evening suits me fine.
Okay, I'll see you at 7:30 on Friday evening.
I look forward to seeing you. Bye.
2. Listen to the conversation between Li Hong, the receptionist, and a foreign visitor, Mr. Robert. As you listen, mark with a tick.
Excuse me, miss.
Hi, good morning, sir. My name is Li Hong. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Ian Robert from the United States. I'd like to see your managing director, Mr. Long.
Have you got an appointment with him?
No, but he told me last month I could visit him any time I was in Guangzhou.
Mr. Robert, if you'll take a seat over there, I'll phone Mr. Long and tell him you're here.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Long, there's a Mr. Ian Robert from the United States here in reception.
Xiao Li, I'm with a client at the moment. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Please ask him to wait for me for a while. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Robert, Mr. Long is now with a client. He'll be here soon. Would you mind waiting for a while?
Not at all.
Please take a seat.
Thank you.
Mr. Robert, it's quite warm here. Should I take your coat?
No, thanks.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, thank you.
Would you like some biscuits as well?
No, I'm not hungry. Thank you just the same.
Mr. Robert, how did you come here?
By taxi.
Would you like me to call a taxi for you later?
Yes, if it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. Oh, right. Your suitcase seemed to be quite heavy. Let me keep it for you at the reception desk.
That's very kind of you, but it's not necessary. Miss Li, do you mind if I smoke here?
Mr. Robert, I'd rather you didn't, if you don't mind. No one is allowed to smoke here. That's the rule. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Miss Li, may I use the phone on your desk?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Robert. Welcome. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Please come to my office.
Okay. Thank you for your hospitality, miss.
3. Listen to the 4 dialogues at a reception and complete the chart below. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, miss. I'd like to see your general manager, Mr. Li.
Good morning. May I know your name, please?
My name is George Davis. I'm from Motorola, Guangzhou office.
Have you an appointment with our general manager?
Yes. We are scheduled to meet at 10 to discuss our future cooperation. I think he's expecting me.
The general manager's office is on the 4th floor. You can take the elevator. When you get out of the elevator, turn right. The general manager's office is the 3rd door.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Hello, madam. I'm looking for the finance department.
Would you please sign the visitor's book?
No problem.
John Smith from AT&T.
Yes, that's right. I'm here to discuss some account problems.
Have you made an appointment?
Actually, no. He told me I could come anytime.
Would you mind waiting over there for one moment? I'll have to call him to see if he's free at the moment.
That's fine.
Hello, Mr. Zhong. John Smith from AT&T is here and would like to see you.
Please ask him to come to my office. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Smith, Mr. Zhong would like to see you in his office. The finance department is on the 2nd floor. Go upstairs and turn left. You'll see the sales department. The finance department is next to it.
Thank you.
Dialogue 3.
Excuse me, madam. Could you tell me how to get to the printing room, please?
May I have your name, please?
I am Mike from Epson Service Center in Guangzhou. I was told that your printer isn't working well. I'm here to check and fix it.
Go down this corridor as far as the photocopy room. The printing room is just opposite.
Thanks a lot.
Dialogue 4.
Good morning, miss. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I'm Xu Ming from China Daily. I'd like to interview your managing director.
Miss Xu, the managing director, is expecting you at the meeting room on the 5th floor. The lift is over there. As you get out of the lift, you'll see the showroom. The meeting room is next to it.
Thank you.
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, Adidas Guangzhou office. May I help you?
Yes. Would you please put me through to the personnel department?
Hold on, please. I'll put you through.
Thank you.
Go ahead, sir. You're through.
Dialogue 2. Hello. May I speak to Mr. Davis, please?
Speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Davis. This is Dave Matthew.
I'm sorry, but the line is bad. Could you speak up, please?
Dave Matthew speaking.
I'm sorry, but I still can't hear you. This line is very bad. Please speak louder and more slowly.
D-A-V-E. Dave. M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Matthew.
Hello, Mr. Matthew. The line's better now. Long time no see. How have you been?
I've been fine, thank you. How about you?
Very well, too. Thanks.
Mr. Davis, I'm calling to ask if I could make an appointment with you for next Monday.
Just a minute. Let me check my diary. Yes, I'm free next Monday.
Would 2:30 be all right with you?
It suits me fine.
Then I'll see you at 2:30 next Monday.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Dialogue 3.
Motorola Guangzhou office. How can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Li, please?
Putting you through. Hello, Mr. Li's office. Can I help you?
Could you put me through to Mr. Li, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Li is not available at the moment.
Do you know when he'll be back?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Could I leave a message?
Sure. May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Sheila Murphy.
How do you spell it, please?
Sheila. S-H-E-I-L-A Murphy. M-U-R-P-H-Y. Have you got it?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Could you ask him to call me at 866-27-595 as soon as possible?
Yes. I'll leave him a note. Anything else?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Dialogue 4.
Hello, can I speak to Janet, please?
I'm sorry, there's nobody by that name here. I think you've got the wrong number.
I'm sorry to have bothered you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dialogue 5.
Could you give me Mr. Brown's office number, please?
Yes, it's a different code. 010-318-92016.
010-318-92016.
That's right.
Dialogue 6.
Could you give me the address, please?
Certainly. Are you ready?
Just a minute. I'll get a piece of paper and a pen. Okay, go ahead.
12B75/89 George H. Fairley Boulevard, Teaneck, California, 08901 USA.
Could you speak again and more slowly?
12, capital B, 75, stroke, 89, comma, George, G-E-O-R-G-E, capital H, dot, Fairly, F-A-I-R-L-I-E, comma, Boulevard, comma, Teaneck, T-E-A-N-E-C-K, comma, California, comma, zip code, 08901, comma, USA. Have you got it?
I think so. Would you like me to read it back to you?
Yes.
12B75/89, George H. Fairley, Boulevard, Teaneck, California, 08901 USA.
That's right. Thank you. Goodbye.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Some of the telephone numbers below contain errors. Listen to the tape and correct the mistakes. 1. 87118689. 2 1380224127. 3 020875 95930. 4 567 0952. 5 86 0771 283 8389. 6 866 87327, extension 6901. 7 1360904649. 8 44 175 837 2952. 2. Listen to the tape and note down the corresponding telephone numbers and email addresses.
Hello, may I speak to Rose, please?
Speaking. Who's calling, please?
It's Max.
Hi, Max. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too. Thank you.
Rose, I'd like to contact our former classmates. Do you have their telephone number or addresses?
You're asking the right person. I'll dictate them to you. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Name, telephone numbers, and email addresses. Stella, 12608946470. Mary. Pager, 87612323. 983737. Tom, 86208456723. David. David, 32@public.guangzhou.gd.cn. Sheila, 658-9320. Pauline.Robinson@cit.ac.edu.au. Lily, 88997723. John, 534-678-2391. Steve, 8227585, extension 8923. Bill, GPO Box 826, Sydney, 2601, Australia. 3. Listen to 3 recorded messages and fill in the blanks. 1. This is Guangzhou Import and Export Company Limited. Our office is closed at the moment. We're open from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday to Friday. Thank you for calling. 2. This is May Department Stores International Incorporated, Guangzhou office. Our office is closed at the moment. Please leave your name and phone number and we'll call you back when we're open. Speak after the tone. 3. This is David Copper's office. I'm not in at the moment, but I'll call you back when I return. Please leave your name and number after the tone. Thanks for ringing.